Did he help me?
Okay.
Did he make...
Did he give you the result in the computer? Sorry for keeping you waiting.
You needed to attend to a couple of things.
Wish you welcome here and hope you will review on some questions and say a few words and probably answer a few questions for you. And I thank you for coming and greeting the world champion, the new Icelander, the newest one. And congratulations. Thank you. Maybe you start, Bobby, to start to the press.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Who is from Russia? Who's from Russia?
This is Russian RT, Art Television, second channel.
From where? Well, Moscow?
Yes.
Oh, great. Great.
Bobby, is this the first time you've been back since 72?
Yes, huh?
Yeah. What's it like to be back
here? Great, really great. I was crazy to leave.
How did it seem to wake up as an Icelander?
Very good, very good. Especially when you're in a Japanese prison cell.
How do you see things playing out here? Are you going to spend your time here? Are you going to travel?
Well, both, you know.
Where do you want to go?
Everywhere.
How much interest do you have in playing the game still?
What is your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy what?
Schaap.
Your father was Dick Schaap, you were telling me last night?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew him, yeah. He rapped me very hard. He said, I don't have a sane bone in my body. I didn't forget that.
I don't think he meant it literally.
Well, he said it, whatever he meant, he said it. He was very mean.
He was Jewish, right?
He was.
Yeah.
As are you.
Really?
That's what I was told.
Have you read my letter to the Encyclopedia Judaica Jerusalem in 1984?
No.
Well, read it. It's on the internet.
What did it say?
I wrote them that I am not today, nor have I ever been a Jew. And they wrote me back... giving me a clean bill of health. This is back in 84.
What do you mean by a clean bill of health,
Bobby? I told them not to put my name in the Encyclopedia Judaica anymore, and they said they wouldn't do it. That's, you know,
was
that's a Jew, you know.
Right. What, was your mother Jewish?
That's explained in the letter.
Mr. Fisher, do you worry about extradition to the U.S.?
They don't have any extradition requests for me, so far as I know. The goddamn U.S., huh?
But they have a bilateral treaty with Iceland, so they might be able to make such a request.
Let's see what they do. What is the charge?
Mr. Fisher, do you keep up with trends in chess?
No, I'm finished with chess.
You don't study current games or Kasparov's games?
My only interest in chess, basically, is to uncover, is to show the prearrangement.
You think there's too many games, there's collusion between the players?
Far too many, yeah. Especially at the upper level, the top level, it's almost all prearranged.
There's too many draws.
Prearranged everything. Draws, wins, losses, everything. Prearranged move by move.
Yeah. To what end? To benefit who?
To benefit the players, to benefit... It's very nice when you can control the results.
Will you be able to travel freely with...
Excuse me, this light's very, very strong in my eyes. Yeah, and this one too, very strong. Okay.
How do you see your future here in Iceland?
Oh, I see it is very good. You got a wonderful country, wonderful fresh air, very good, fine people, excellent food, plenty of room.
Are you planning to buy any property here?
I haven't decided, you know, about anything yet.
You don't know if you're going to live in Reykjavik?
No, I don't know.
Bobby, were you surprised that the Icelandic government gave you nationality citizenship?
You mean when they, at the end, when they gave it? No, but I mean, I was very happy about it, yeah.
You're going to give something back to Iceland?
Am I going to give something back? You have to be more specific.
Yeah. How are you going to spend your time here in Iceland?
I have a lot of things I want to do in, you know, in general.
For example?
I want to finish my clock. I've been working on the clock for many years. I'd like to finish it. I don't say I'll finish it here, wherever I'll finish it, you know. I still want to do a book showing how the 1984-85 Karpov-Kasparov match was prearranged, move by move. The dirty Jews, they're all saying, oh, Fischer didn't write the book he said he was going to write. Yeah, but they don't say that they sold all my file on it. They don't say they stole several big moving boxes full of books that took me years to accumulate. They stole them from Pekin's moving and storage, and they also stole them from my mom when she passed away. You know, the Jews don't talk about that, do they? But I'm going to do the book anyway.
Are you going to learn Icelandic?
Probably not, because everybody speaks pretty good English here.
Unfortunately.
I was coming in and out of Japan for 5 years, and I hardly learned any Japanese. The Jap guards in the prison, they kept talking to me in Japanese. I think they really believed I was faking it, that I didn't, you know, speak Japanese. They didn't believe it, because they know I speak pretty good Spanish and some smatterings of other languages, and they just couldn't believe I didn't even know, you know, hardly any words at all. I knew, you know, chutomate and stuff like that. That's it. They couldn't believe it, especially the other prisoners there. Oh, they all spoke good Japanese, believe it or not. Many of them even can read and write it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Is your fiancé going to stay here with you, Russell?
I don't want to discuss my private life in that regard.
Would you like the best player in chess today in the world?
Well, obviously, I don't play the old chess, but I mean, obviously, if I did, I would be still. but the old chess doesn't interest me, because you have to spend your time memorizing, you know, umpteen variations. It's absolutely stupid. Which country are you from, by the way?
I'm from Iceland.
Yeah.
Mr. Fischer, would you like to go to Russia to maybe meet some contemporary chess players?
Yeah, I'm not interested in chess per se. I mean, you know,
well,
I'm interested in Fischer Random only as a game of to play. My, as I said, my only interest in chess is to expose the prearrangement.
Do you regret the time you spent playing chess?
Well, it wasn't nearly as bad a game then as it is today, of course, you know.
What is your attitude towards Kasparov, Karpov, and...
Criminals. They are criminals.
Right.
Prearrangement.
What would you like to say to the Russians?
About what?
Chess and politics.
It's a very general statement. Ask me a question.
The Russian, the masters of Russia today, Kasparov and Karpov, do you think they are chess players? They are crooks.
Kasparov, I guess he retired.
How good a player was Garry Kasparov?
He was a very good player, yes, but he was also a chess cheat. Like when you go to watch a wrestling match, right? Saturday night wrestling, right? They're very good wrestlers, right? But anybody with half a brain knows that it's almost all for your age, right? Right? The same with Kasparov and Karpov.
All those matches for 20 years.
What do you think about...
Every single game of every move, the 84-85 match was rearranged, and I believe every single move, all of their five so-called title matches were prearranged. That's my honest to God opinion. Now you can do a voice lie detector on my voice. You will see I am telling the truth, or at least I believe I am telling the truth. Ask the criminal Kasparov live about my statements that he has prearranged every move of every game of the 84-85 match. Ask it then live, only live. And the tape recorder's voice, you will see he is lying.
Bobby,
you don't even have to have a voice lie detector. Just listen to his answer. You will see he will be nervous. He will be jumping around.
You've been a fugitive from American justice since 1992. Why did you violate the embargo?
Oh, that was nonsense. You cannot tell me not to, or anybody, you know, not to play chess in the country. It's idiotic. You know, when I was in Hungary, I have the clipping back in Hungary, too. It was in the Budapest Sun. There was a very short interview with the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Budapest, to Hungary. This was about 97 or 8, around, maybe 99, right around there. It was published as if it were a statement. This is the Budapest Sun. This is an English language newspaper published in Budapest, published by Lord Rothermere, by the way, who was a Jew. You will look it up in the Secret World.
Bobby, why all the anti-Semitism? I mean, you grew up in New York, you grew up in Chicago, among Jews. Where did this come from?
Anti-Semitism is a nonsense word, and you know that very well.
No, I don't.
What is a Semite?
Well, I'm not talking about the actual etymological derivation of what a Semite is.
Well, that's important, isn't it? That's important, isn't it?
No, when we talk about
talking
anti-Semitism,
English.
We're talking about anti-Jewish these days.
Well, then just say that.
Where does this vitriol come from?
Regarding what?
Jews.
It comes from their crimes, their behavior.
Their crimes? What crimes?
They have robbed all my belongings at Beacon's Moving and Storage Company, the Jew-controlled U.S. government, Bob Ellsworth, and Beacon's Moving and Storage.
Jew-controlled U.S. government.
I get no money from Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. I get no money from searching for Bobby Fischer. I get no money from my 60 memorable games. The real edition and the fake editions. Nothing. For years.
Whose fault is that?
What do you mean, whose fault is it? They don't pay me. It's their fault. Of course it's their fault. Simon & Schuster, Viacom, Batsford, Beacon's Moving and Storage Company, Paramount Pictures, Learning International, etc., 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 etc.
What do you mean,
who's that? You act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Don't pretend to be injured innocents.
What do you have
You know the score.
Mr. Fischer.
What do you have to say to the Icelandic people now that you're an Icelandic citizen?
I'm very, very thankful and appreciative.
I'm going to have a bodyguard here, like the old days.
Oh. I haven't thought about it.
Need that.
Is Simon to what you expected him to be 33 years later?
Huh?
Is Simon to your friend?
Yes, he is. Yeah, I love Simon. Yeah.
Mr. Fischer, you gave up chess at 29. Was that by accident or design?
I didn't give it up.
Well, you stopped playing competitively.
So, there was this problem because Karpov refused to play me. I gave perfectly fair conditions.
Fair.
Perfectly fair.
Mr. Fischer, what do you think of Garry Kasparov running for president in Russia and going into politics? He thinks about that.
He thinks about it? Has he said anything about that?
Yes.
He's talking about running for president?
In 2008, yeah.
Really? Well, if he does run, he would just be a puppet of the Jews. He has no brains to speak of. The man is an imbecile.
Bobby, you made some comments that offended a lot of people back home in the United States after the attacks on September 11th. Mm-hmm. There are comments that have been reported. I didn't hear them. Would you like to tell us what you actually said and whether
it's all on the record. You should listen.
It's
on the internet. You can listen right now. 2 minutes, you can be listening.
Why did you make those statements?
Whatever I said, I said.
Why did you believe?
Why don't you listen to the statements? You can ask me a better question.
You talk about recording.
Listen to the recordings. Listen to the original. Go to the original. Go to the source. You're a journalist.
I'm just trying to make sure that.
What is your profession?
I'm a journalist.
For who?
For ESPN.
That's a TV. What is that? Internet TV?
No, no. It's a sports television network.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just asking to make sure. I don't want to presume that they're genuine. You're telling us they're genuine, those recordings on the internet.
Well, when they're on my site, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's presume they are genuine. Yeah. Some of the things you said obviously were very hurtful to Americans. Why did you feel the U.S. deserved to be attacked?
Just look at Israel. Look what the United States has been supporting Israel forever, right? Since it was founded, even before they were so. And look what they have been doing to the Palestinians and the Arabs, right?
Why do you think that the U.S. government has been after you all these years?
Because, firstly, I beat them in chess. I beat the Jews in chess. The U.S. is totally Jew-controlled. They say there's only 6 million Jews in the U.S. It's a lie. There's at least 25 to 30 million Jews in the U.S.
How do you know that?
How do I know it? Well, just from my studies.
I mean, how would you study that?
Well, I've got to learn, read a lot of books, you know.
Mr. Fisher, what do you think about U.S. foreign policy?
It's evil. The United States is evil. The United States is, there's this axis of evil, blah, blah, blah. What about the allies of evil? What about the United States, England, Japan, Australia, and so on? These are the evildoers.
Why exactly are they evil?
Because they've invaded Iraq, they invaded Afghanistan, the United States invaded Afghanistan.
That was after 9/11. You said the U.S. was evil before 9/11.
I've said the U.S. is evil for a long time, yeah.
Mr. Shaw, you asked one question. You said that if you came back to play chess, you would still be the best in the world. Do you really, really believe that? You could beat the current top players?
Well, it would be difficult because there's just so much memorization, and I don't have the incentive, but I think it is possible, yeah, if I really wanted to work at it, which I don't. I mean,
Bobby, there's a chess tournament going on down in town today, you know, young kids playing chess. There's massive enthusiasm for chess here in Reykjavik, probably across Reykjavik. Would you not like to maybe, you know, unpass some of your knowledge to some of
No, I wouldn't. This enthusiasm for chess is misplaced because people just don't know how utterly corrupt it is and has been for many, many years. They have no idea of the level, the amount of prearrangement that is going on. He was a crook. He is a crook. Yes.
Well, where have you been the last 13 years? Where have you been spending time?
Where have I been? I've been in a lot of countries.
The U.S. has said that they're very disappointed by the Icelandic decision to grant you citizenship. What do you say about that?
Yeah, well, that is a very typical kind of a slimy statement from the U.S., pretending that they're talking from a high moral level, looking down on Iceland. I mean, the United States is so utterly hypocritical and corrupt. Just look at the last thing in Iraq, where they deliberately tried to kill this lady journalist from Italy. There's absolutely no question they tried to kill her. There's no question about that.
There's a question whether it was intentional.
No, it was intentional. They wanted to kill her. They've killed many, many journalists, and they almost all of them turn out to be from journalists who are giving the U.S. trouble. Al Jazeera and many other journalists who have been reporting against the war, who have been reporting honestly. And she was openly against the war, and they deliberately tried to murder her. And listen to her, what she says. She said the U.S. is lying. What they said, they were going slowly. And then suddenly a light came on them, and they were shot at for 10 to 15 seconds.
Bobby, after you won the championship.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to hear about that, right? Just skip over it, right? No big deal to you, right?
I'm listening. I mean,
yes, no big deal to you, right?
It is. If you have anything further to say, go ahead.
Okay.
After you won the world championship in 72, I think it would be fair to say that you became in some ways reclusive. You shut yourself off from...
No, I wouldn't say that. It wouldn't be fair to say that, no.
How would you describe what happened?
I presented absolutely fair terms to Carbo. The Jew World Press started a campaign to discredit my conditions against Harpo. I said the first player to win 10 games, the winner of the match, draws not counting. If the match is tied, 9-9 wins, draws not counting, the champion retains the title. In other words, I would have had to beat Karpov 10 games, not counting draws.
Forget chess for a moment.
I mean, rather, excuse me, I would have to beat him 9 games, not counting draws, to retain my title.
No, I mean you. I mean, when you moved to California and you had a period where you saw very few people. I mean, you personally, what was going on in your head at the time?